Hey everybody, it's Friday. Friday, March 30th, 2018. You believe that? We're almost at the end of the month. I'm David Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader 365, continuing with rule number 5 of the Walking Leader, ask questions. And I alluded to this yesterday when I talked about going deeper with your questions, with your line of questioning, going deeper. Know why you are asking those questions. Know why you are asking questions in the first place. It's part of your job. You need to know how to do your job. You're going to ask questions. It's a requirement because you need to pass that test to graduate. You need to ask those questions. You're sad because a relationship has failed. You need to ask those questions. See where I'm going? You need to know why you're asking those questions. If you just want to be the nosy neighbor, that's the wrong reason to know why you're asking questions. If you just want to be nosy and get into everybody else's business, that's the wrong reason to be asking questions. If you want to know something so you could use that against them later on, some deep, dark, personal secret that only they know themselves and you want to know it too, just so you can use it as fuel for against them later on, folks, you are asking the wrong questions. You're asking for the wrong reasons. You're just wrong if any of those things are the reasons why you're asking questions. The only reasons you should be asking questions is to better yourself. Not to one-up people, but to better yourself. To go deeper. To do your job in a much more professional manner. To solidify and strengthen a relationship so you understand where people are coming from. And that you promise never to use it against them in the future. Unfortunately, there's people out there like that. They're out there and they're going to continue to be out there. There's nothing you can do, but you can avoid those kinds of people. Don't become one of those people. Folks, knowing why you are asking questions is definitely going to drive you to the next level of a relationship, the next level in your job, in your passion, in your hobby, in your sport, in your vocation, in the things that you want to make you better. Knowing why you're asking questions is going to elevate you to a place that people are going to know, respect, and understand, so long as you use it for good and you're not using it as fodder for something later, some more devious, heinous act or reason later. It's a fine line. I understand it. It's a very, very fine line. One day, your BFF says, hey, tell me a secret, something you would never tell anybody. You trust your BFF to do that. Next thing you know, now your BFF is telling everybody and using it against you. Hey, if you don't do this for me, I'm going to tell everybody that deep, dark secret. They want to control. That's not what knowing why you are asking questions. That's not a reason. That's not a good reason. But when people see you as being genuine and authentic and learning, using that information to grow with together, not to knock each other down, but to grow with together, you're making magic happen. You're making magic. And so long as you're making magic with that information and why you're asking those questions and why you want that information, then you're good to go. But folks, definitely know why you are asking questions. If you're asking them for good, by all means. If you're asking them for something devious, you're wrong. You are wrong. So again, know why you're asking those questions and ask the questions. My name is David Guerra. This is The Walking Leader 365 for Friday, March 30th, 2018. I'll talk to you tomorrow.